Parshas Vayera, Beis Tfila, Tov Shin, Ayin Zayin. The Malachim come and they inform Avraham that you have a child in a year's time. You have a child. And what happens? Batitzcha Sora Bekirba. Sora scorns. Leimor, Acheva Loisi, Hoisi Leedno. Adonis, okay? My man's an old man. How's that possible? Vayema Hashem Avraham. Lama Zetzoha Kasora. Why is she laughing? Leimor. Haf umnam ered vani zokanti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu quotes Sarah as saying, how could I conceive and give birth if I am old? Sarah am old. Chazal tell us, quoted in Rashi, in the Gemara Bava Metzia, Godoy la'sholayim. Look how great and important peace is. Shafilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinaboy. For the sake of peace, even Hashem changed. Shenemar Batitzhak Tzor Bekiruba Vadoini Zokim. She actually said, my husband is old. Beksiv Vayeim Hashem Avraham Vani Zokanti. We see they're allowed to lie, change the truth, twist the truth for the sake of peace. First of all, we need to understand what peace are we talking about. What was at stake that required Hashem to change His words, to change the truth? Makara, what did she say? She said, "Adoni Zokin, is it not true?" Wasn't everyone blown away when it happened? Yet, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, it could have caused a pirud koldu. It's not a compliment for a husband to hear his wife saying about him, "Adoni Zokin." Therefore, "Dak ben adak, atchaloni vdak," would cause a pirud. That's important enough to be mishana mipnei hasholim. Kol shekein, when you make comments to people or about people, you have to be very sensitive. Even for very far off interpretations, if it can cause someone a bad feeling, you should be very careful what you say. Fine. Here was the sholim. What exactly did Hashem change? Let's now investigate. Where was the truth twisted? It was reported that she said, "Anizokanti." Did she say those words? She said the words "Anizokanti." No, you won't find the words. So that's where the truth was changed. It's been reported that she said "Anizokanti." It wasn't the case. She said "Adenizokin." You see, you're allowed to lie for the sake of peace, for shalom. The problem is, she did say "Anizokanti." She said it. She said, "Acheva Loisi, Hoisoli Edno." What does that mean? What does "Valoisi" mean? Says the Targum, "Bosa de Sevis." What's Seva? What's a Saba? What's Seva? Old age. After Baloisi, that's old age, after I go old. Havasli Uleimoy. Uleimoy is youth. So she said it. So what's the lie? Where's the Shinui? Sorry? No, but it was okay. Great. So where's the Shinui?
Said,
"Oh, we're getting there." The word "Anizokanti" is what she said. She said, "Achiva loitzi hoisoli etno," which means, after I go old, will I become young? That's paraphrasing, saying, "I'm hizokanti." So what's the shinui? That's what she said. She said, "I'm hizokanti." It's mefurish in the Ramban by us. "I'm hizokanti" is achiva loitzi hoisoli etno. So where's the shinui? Says the Chofetz Chaim in Mechilus, Perek Aleph, in the Bermaim Chaim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, we learn from over here, a mission is also a shinui. It's not that Nizakanti that's the problem. The fact that Hashem didn't say over the full sentence, she said, "Adoni Zokein." That Hashem didn't mention. What was mentioned was true. That wasn't the shinui. "Ani zokanti" was what she said. But the omission, the half a story of "Adoni Zokein," that wasn't mentioned. That's the shinui. It's not a outright lie, a change, a deviation. That's also called a mashane. A person who tells the truth has to say the whole story, even though one's not dependent on the other. "Ani zokanti, Adoni zokein." Both are true. But were not to be for peace, you have to say the whole story. People are trusting you, they're listening to what you say, you're telling them the story, and you're not giving them all the facts, all that was said. That's not full truth. You're saying half a story. You're not misleading them, but still it's not full truth. Emes la'amitai, you have to say the whole story. Why did Hashem mishaneh? Mipnei ha'sholem. Chofetz Chaim learns halacha l'maisa over the Hilchos Rechilus. If Reuven says to you something negative about Shimon, Shimon approaches you and says, "What did Reuven say to you? I saw Reuven speaking to you. What did he say?" You're going to tell him the truth. Reuven said, "You're a witch." If I would say that to him, I'll be over Rechilus, because that's going to, he's going to get very angry to Reuven. That's Rechilus. I'm creating an animosity. I have to lie. I can't say he said you're a witch. So if I can say half a lie, I can say half a story. He told me that he's going away next Shabbos. He also told me you're a witch. So I'm saying half a story. It's not truth. But mashanim
epnei hasholem. Are you saying he told you he's going away next Shabbos as well? Or are you making that up?
No, I'm saying if it's possible to say half a lie, to say half a story.
And he actually
yes. That's what he says. If it's possible, then you should say half a story, like we see by Kosh Bochus Mashane. It was half a story. If that's not possible, you're allowed to outright lie for the sake of Shalom, to prevent Rechilus from happening, you're allowed to be Mashane. Obviously, if it's not toilets, v'chulei. Yes. Nachon. V'ashek v'tirchak. V'chek, v'lemala Shalom, that's what you learn. Or to prevent him from doing Aveira, from having Rechilus, you're allowed to lie. Unless it's toilets, v'chulei, that's whatever the Torah says. If you're not allowed to tell him, if you ask me, I have to tell him. No. Can't tell him. It's a new musag of truth. Emes la'amita, a person really truthful, says the whole story. He doesn't just say half the story. New musagim in Sholem, how sensitive you have to be for Sholem, and new musagim in truth.
It's better than a half story.
If you can, say half a story is better than actually having to lie, right? So half a time says, right? Yes?
It's only in as much as that those details are relevant.
Right. If
you
telling
say, and it was the 25 degrees outside, and
right,
was,
right.
Where do you draw the line?
Right. Here it was part of the same picture, it was part of the same comment that how can I conceive? And it was omitted. It would have been appropriate, it would have been more correct to say everything, "I'm old and he's old."
Because they're both right. Part of the
next. That's both part of the chiddush, how can I conceive? Right.
When you're saying that, actually, we have to say the whole story.
Be'em is right, that's what we should say.
Should say,
unless there's a problem of Shalom involved. Unless there's some sensitivity that prevents you from saying the whole story. Because it will cause friction, it will cause animosity. In the Sefer Pe'as Sodcha, he was asked the question, what's better for a girl to wear mini skirts, to have rubai kechule of her leg revealed, or to wear trousers, pants? What's better? Aliba de MS, what's the truth? Is better or worse?
It's
better, it's a skirt, right? Huh?
I don't know. No, once
they have 50-50. Okay, we could get away with loisilbash. It's like women's trousers. We could deal with that one. They don't wear men's trousers. It's a different waistline. Pants is better?
What?
Then look, pants are also wrong. Because it's chiluk evarim. The Gemara says Msachim doesn't say merkav by isha, right? Merkav, because chiluk raglaim is gnai. Okay, they're both bad. See, it says yes. Aliba the MS. Chazal said the sheik is an erva, and therefore a miniskirt is not covering the sheik. You can't say a bracha, okay, opposite to a lady who's wearing a miniskirt, because her erva is revealed. Just because it's half an erva doesn't make a difference. The kazai said the erva is revealed. Pants, trousers, is covering the erva. But it's still wrong. It's not the same level. So the Pas HaSotcha was asked, if we ask this Shaila, what's better, to prefer the pants or prefer the miniskirt? What did he answer? He says it's also to answer such a shayla. Can't answer the shayla. And what's the source for that? Because by answering the shayla, you're like giving an endorsement, a heta. And they're both wrong. What is raya? Parshas Vayera. What's the shaykh of the Parshas Vayera? Want to try and guess? You're not going to get it. It's the side of the Kedas Yitzchak about the Chet of Zdoim. Zdoim, they did many sins. They're infamous for the money. As the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, V'yad oni ve'ebi yunay chziko. They're mostly infamous for the way they treated, how they didn't share their money. But they're also doing other things. They're doing immoral things. The Pasuk says, in Perikyo Tes Pasuk, hey, when the angels came to town, they asked, Hotsi'im eleinu v'nei da'o isam. We'll get to know them. Uh-oh. What was that about? Says Rashi. Nishkav zachur. Okay. Adam yodas havra ishtai. It was Nishkav zachur. No. Why is it the singled out for the yad oni ve'evyoin? But not for the other things they did. Furthermore, when you read Tanakh, it happened again. The story of Sodom was repeated again. Who knows where it happened again? Where guests came to town, the whole town ganged up, they were hosted, the whole town ganged up against them, give us the host, give us the guests. When did this happen? Pilegesh, sorry? Sorry? Besides them. Right. Pilegesh Begiva. Same story happened. The end of Sefer Shoftim. This guy from Ephraim, he was in the town of Binyamin, and he was hosted and the whole town ganged up and given over to us. Also Repelegish Begiva. Why is it they acted like Zdoim? Why is it that Hashem didn't rain on them Gofris Vemelach? The same way Zdoim got overturned, why wasn't Binyamin destroyed? They did the same thing. Because what? Okay, that's one teretz you want to offer. Says the Akeidas Yitzchak. Akeidas Yitzchak is from the early Mefarshim, early Rishonim, early Achronim, sorry. The very, very, very well respected. He says the main chet of Zdoim wasn't what they actually did. The chet of Zdoim, it was official. It was the official policy. It was endorsed by the country, by the town. The pasuk says, "Vayomu, echad bo lagur, vayishpoit shvoit, shafait. Who are you?" They say to Lot. When Lot said, "Leave them, they're my guests. They came. I came bo b'tzel karosi. Who are vayishpoit shafait?" They told him, "You're judging our judges. Din shadona rishonim, ata bo la'arayis. What, you want to change the constitution? You want to change the election games? Because it doesn't fit you." This is the way we are. We've been this for hundreds of years. Can't change the rules. The rules are that kol achsania shubola kan. We take him. This is the rule. This is the official policy. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Kuptes Amud Beis, Eliezer, Eved Avram, passed through Zdoim. Someone beat him up and wounded him and caused him to bleed. On the spot, he was fined. Eliezer was fined. He has to pay. He has to pay his attacker. What do you mean? This guy attacked me. He's caused me to bleed. Pay him. Goes to court, and the judge says, "Yeah, pay him." Why? Because he let out your blood. Letting out blood is refuah. The guy did you a toiva. He beat you up. He wounded you and your blood is oozing out, so now you have to pay him. Eliezer takes a stick and hits the judge. He wounds the judge. Says the judge, "My high, what are you doing?" Says Eliezer, "The money you owe me, pay him. Forward transfer, bank transfer." So the money now owe me, you pay him, and my wallet will stay in my pocket. I'll keep my money where it is. Money you owe me, you pay him. Therefore, it was the federal law. It was the law of the land that for the money to be so cruel. When it came to other things, Arias, it wasn't endorsed by the government. People did it, and that's why. By Binyamin. It was individuals. It was wrong. It wasn't the official policy. They were wrong what they did. That's why they weren't destroyed. Later on, when the judges, the Binyamin, refused to turn them over to be judged, that's when the whole civil war broke out and Binyamin were basically wiped out. Says the Akedah Yitzchak, and he says a frightening thing. He says, many times I've been troubled how to deal with the Zoinois, with Jewish harlots. There were Jewish harlots, and communities were in dilemma how to deal with them. These Jewish harlots were even alive, could lo yiseg desha. It's forbidden for women to be hefka. Lo yiseg desha to lav deraisa. So on one hand, they're doing wrong. On the other hand, they're doing a service. Why? Because it's not for them. Whoever would hire them would turn to an Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is a chiyuv misa. It's not a laugh. It's much worse. Or they would take shiksas. So communities didn't know what to do. Shall we fight them? Should we turn them away? The alternative, the failures will be much greater. Obviously, he writes them over here. Must be they were toivo. No toivo. That must be. No toivo. Says the Akedah Yitzchak, Shefte Yisrael Hashem B'doreinu, Rafa Yodeim. They weren't protesting against it. Loyoid Eshekra, in some communities, they were given Chanina. They were forgiven for what they do. It was alright. I don't know if they got an aliyah in the shul, but anything similar to that. The yesh, there are communities, Hashem must speak in pras ma'akahal. They were given a stipend. You have the gaboim, you have the rabbis, you have the shoichtim, you have the harlots. They're all providing services. They're all to'el asatibur. Because these harlots are preventing the bachrim from going with HSH. Amazing! Yes? Akedah Yitzchak is telling us what was happening in his time.
Well, but even if it's happening, it means saying
that's right. Well, very good. Correct, exactly. This is, you're just telling the background what was happening in his times in different communities.
Don't
yes?
Because you are, by allowing this, you're saying, well, if I didn't allow it, then they would be being Mazana with an Asian.
Right?
Who says?
Because they would have
it's
to.
It's not like they're animals and they have no control over themselves. Yeah. Looking at the outlet. Outlet over here or over there, and that's just the fact. That's not true. I mean, it's not. In fact, it could encourage other activity as well that wouldn't have taken place had this activity not taken place.
Okay.
The premise isn't true.
Okay, so apparently that's the way they looked at things, and obviously knew the clientele. And the clientele was that they had to find their business, otherwise they'll go for Eish Tzish. These are the facts presented to us, you know.
Okay.
And the idea is because it's a toeres. Says the Akedah Yitzchak. And he danti azel p'omim rabbis different him. Many times I was arguing with the shoftim, with the rabbonim. He's bowed to him. And I told them that a big chet, an eish hashish, but done by an individual, it's his private business. He's a baal bchira, and if he sins, that's his business. And that's it, even though it's a bigger sin. But if it's done adas rabbim b'shus beisdin, It's a chatos of the tzibur. It's much worse. So that was the chet of Zdoim. The chet of Zdoim, they're doing the same things that Binyamin did. Binyamin was an individual. It wasn't part of the constitution. Therefore, it was the chet of the Yochid, they were punished. But Zdoim, it was legal. And because it's legal, it's the chet of the rabbim, it's much, much worse. That's what we argued with them. And therefore, you have to be moicheh, they're doing wrong, it's wrong, and some people will be choyt with eish hashish, it's not your problem. But the tzibur cannot endorse this. And therefore, says the Sefer, Pas Sotcha, if ladies ask you, Rabbi, what better should I wear, miniskirts or pants? You should be mishtamit, don't answer. Because by answering, she's going to say, oh, the rabbi was martyred for me. And that means it's coming endorsed. Therefore, she mishtamit. Don't answer the shayla. Even though she may be wearing a miniskirt, which is a great offering, but you can't give an official rabbi passing for wear pants. Yes.
If a woman says, comes to a rabbi and says, "Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I know these are both wrong, but I want to do what's the lesser of two evils. We don't have the lesser of two evils. If a rabbi say, I'm not answering your question, she's acknowledging what I'm about to do is wrong, I'm not ready to do exactly as I'm supposed to do. Please, I don't want to go against Hashem more than necessary. So she's being open and honest. She's not, I don't think she's going to run around saying the Rav matered this. If that's her approach, if she will, that's a different question. But the Rav, especially the Rav is Farsi, this is right, this is wrong. But if someone's going to choose between these two, this is less wrong.
I agree with you. If it's on a private individual level, if it's b'chadrei chadorim, maybe be different. But if it's in a public way or it's a very famous person, there will be many ladies who will jump on the train and say, "Oh, the rabbi was matrit." Many ladies will be looking for a kula. That's what they're going to say, and say, "Oh, the rabbi was matrit for me." Not everyone is looking for MS. If you really see this, she's a bas aliyah, and it's just a step by step. She's a sincere Balas Tshuva, beginning of a way, and that lasts. So you could whisper to her in her ear, you can say, I would, my gut feeling would be that you should tell her quietly. But in a public, if you're in a public figure and giving an official heter, and everyone else, because everyone says, "Oh, great, you're going to find another 25 ladies who they say grace to Shikoyach, and they're going to come out with their pants." So that's a different story. So, yeah, go on.
Maybe an alternative way of answering the question. Yes. The rabbi would say, "Okay, wearing pants, those are the averot that you do, those are the punishments. If you wear a miniskirt, those are the averot, those are the punishments." You figure, oh, come on, saying this one is mitan, this one is a lav, or whatever it is, and then, okay, fine. She infers which one is the
mitzvah. So you're saying, he should give her the information, he shouldn't give her a psak. Now you work it out yourself. Okay, that's great, that's good. 100%. He says only by Isuri, by Bikoch Nefesh, do we find a kal Trilo. There we find you make Cheshbonos after Michal Shabbos to save someone. For Bikoch Nefesh, so I try to do Drabons, not the Raisa, do a kal Trilo. I try to avoid the chorus for love. Rabbanan for the right. So only there do we have a concept of doing the lesser of the evils, because it's all heter. But a person doing averus, you can't get an official statement and be told directions. What will help you do the lesser avera when he's doing wrong? In your case, it's a case she's trying to grow. It's a different story. Zdoim has been overturned. Lot and his wife are saved. And Lot has been instructed Vayomer himolet al nafshecho. Go and save your life. Al tabit acharecho. Don't look back. But his wife, Mrs. Lloyd, Vatabait Ishtoi Macharov, Vatahi Netziv Melach. She does look back and she turns into a pillar of salt. What exactly is the pillar of salt symbolize? Why salt? Why was she punished right now? And why does it say Vatabait Ishtoi Macharov? His wife looked behind him. It should say Vatabeit Ishtoi Ma'achareho. In female, she looked backwards behind her back. Why does it say Vatabeit Ishtoi Ma'acharov behind his back? They're running away. They're running. Says the Kli Yakar. What's happening over here, that Lot and his wife had lost all their money. They were escaping just with their saving their life. She was looking, she was mitztayer on the money she lost, all the money she left behind. Vatabeit Ishtoi Ma'acharov, she was looking back at him. What's going to be when he dies? where am I going to get my ksuba back? I have a ksuba to collect. But tabeit ishtoy me'acharov, when a husband dies, there'll be nothing for me. Whereas Lot was told, al tabeit me'acharecha, don't look backwards, don't look at the money. Dayecha, your life is saved. And what happened? Why did she turn into salt? It's based on a Gemara in Subas. The Gemara says, how do you preserve your money? Melach mamim. Melach is a preservative. Everyone tries to keep, you try and keep food. You try and keep your money, people put investments. The financial advisors, how do I keep my money? Where's the best place to keep my money? Oh, says the Gemara, Melach mamoin choser. If you want to preserve your money, choser, give it away. Tzedakah. By giving tzedakah, be mechaser your mamoin, sharing your affluence with others. That it preserves your money. Melach mamoin choser. She sinned by near tzara ba'orchim. She was part of zdoim. She wasn't mishtatev with the achronos zorchim. Chazal says she went to ask, tell the neighbors. Loit had to bake the matzahs. It wasn't her. She sinned with salt. And when she was looking back at the money, not for the purpose, she wasn't worried about the money. I won't be able to pay my tzedakah bills. Won't be able to give charity. No, it's money for herself. And therefore, b'melach momen choser chata. She sinned by not salting her money. And said, now there was a kitrug. She's looking back at the money. She turned it to salt. Says that's the middle connected middle. Melach momen choser. So the message, and Loit got the message. Al tabit me'acharecha. He wasn't looking back. He understood that Hashem will provide for me. Anyway, the message is that the way to keep my money, the way to it should be preserved, is melech momen choser, by being molech, by mechaser the momen, spending the money, is the way to preserve your money. The end of the parasha, we meet Sarah seeing Yishmael metzachik with Yitzchak, and Sarah says, "Garesh es ha'omer azoyis v'esbono." Send him away. What happened? Rashi says, "Metzachik loshen retzicha loshen gila arayos." The Rambam's son is called Rav Avraham ben Arambam, and he has a perush on the Chumash. He says the following: Ra'as oisay metzachik u'menabel es piv k'derech ha'na'orim. She saw him; they were playing, teenagers, youths, and they nibble pear, inappropriate speech. But that's not what bothered her. What bothered her was that it's gonna take Yitzhak away from Yishleimus. The Choshesha b'ischabrei Mishmoel v'yivaloi v'zmanoi, they'll be wasting time, not involved in Yishleimus. They may be involved in computer games. They start wasting time, and if that's the case, Yitzhak won't reach this potential. Therefore said Sarah, get him out. Goes to Amazis. It wasn't the nibble pear that triggered Sarah to send him away. A person could sin, could do tshuva. But what's worse than everything is wasting time. Because you can't reach your potential. You can't reach your tafkid. It could very well be, we'll come to Shamayim and we say, we'll be told, you're a murderer. Me? Yes, you're a murderer. Why am I a murderer? They had celebrated the Rabin assassination. It wasn't me, it was someone else. No, you're a murderer. Who did you kill? You killed yourself. Me? I killed myself. What do you mean? You killed me. The Malach HaMavet took me away. Because what is life? Life is time. When we say a person has a year to live, What does that mean? He has a time of a year. If you kill someone, you took away all the time he had left. That's called killing. So if we waste our time, we've murdered the time. We've been killing ourselves. And that is worse than anything else. A very bad to tshuva, but the time he wasted, it's gone forever. It's been killed. But Moshe Shmuel Shapira, in a sefer Zov Mishiba, he brings that he learned in Branovich and the Rav Chaim by Rav Chonon Wasserman. Rav Chonon said Rav Chonon went to Warsaw and came back very impressed. He asked him, what did you see in Warsaw? What did you find there? He said, I met the Rebbe Migur and I saw he had Zdorim of 5 minutes. He had a 5 minute Seder learning this and a 5 minute Seder learning that. And so Rabbi Chonon was being spoiled. That means he was making the best of 5 minutes. We let time pass. Time drops, spills between our fingers. But he was impressed. The Gerber was able to maximize 5 minutes and make 5 minutes be very important. Had a Seder for 5 minutes. He brings that Rabbi Chonon Wasserman was learning with the Chavrusa, with the Parmitra Rav in the Chofetz Chaim's Koidel, Kochim Koidel, and Rabbi Chonon got a telegram. His wife gave birth, Mazel Tov. On the eighth day, Rabbi Chonon went to ask the Chofetz Chaim, should I travel from Radin to Branovich for the Bris? Chofetz Chaim asked him, do Bista Moil? What? Are you a Moil? No, so what are you going for? Why would you go? What's the point? So Simcha Wasserman added, people don't say the rest of the story, Chofetz Chaim said, you've got to send a telegram back to your wife and ask if she's basking. Why do you have to go? Ma? You spend a few hours traveling from Radin to Branovich, Rishuma?
He's the father?
Yeah. Why does he have to give the bris? What for? He's not a Moil. If you're a Moil, say that. You know, I'm the business can moil. So why do you have to go? There's someone else be the Sandik. It wasn't going to be Sandik anyway. His father-in-law had to be the Sandik. Oh, says Chofetz Chaim said, send a telegram. Okay. I don't mean Alocha Lamaisa, I don't think you'll be appreciated that you don't show up for the bris. But the musig of respecting time was precious. Time is the most precious commodity we have. One last maisi brings that also with Rabbi Chonon, they were learning. He was learning a Sharatzion and the Mishabura, and the Mishabura quoted the Sefer. Well, if he quotes the Sefer, Rostomi has it. They knocked at the Chofetz Chaim's door to borrow the Sefer, to see inside. Chofetz Chaim says, no, I don't have the Sefer, I borrowed it from someone. The Chofetz Chaim looked at his books. I justified buying my books. What do you mean? Says the Chofetz Chaim, I hope it's necessary what I bought. He had like 40 or 50 svarim. Because every book costs money. Money is time. Actually, it was a kedai. A book I use all the time. A chinami, it's kedai, but a book I use once every in blue moon. Then I spent money, but I gave time to buy the book. I could have borrowed it from someone else. That's the cheshbon, that's the level of Chofetz Chaim lived. Every second is precious. Bekitza, what's the message for us? I don't mean to be worried about the books you have, Baruch Hashem, the Sfarim you have is good. There's plenty of other time we have, halavai only 5 minutes, that we're not careful, it goes to waste, we kill it. That doesn't mean a person doesn't need to sleep and to rest. Everything's necessary to eat. That's not wasting time. Wasting time is the times we're not being productive and we're just letting them go to waste. That's what Sarah was worried about. My son won't reach his potential. Let us all maximize our life. Appreciate our live our life. Don't kill our life. Don't kill time. Maximize the time for the best in the best possible way. We should have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Next year we'll follow in 5 minutes' time. We'll be discussing mitzvahs levoya, the mitzvah that you're supposed to accompany guests on to their destination.